So why don't you guys set up the big head on his nice, pristine, crystal clear Comrex line, and we will adapt and improvise on the fly. Time for another edition of the wildly popular Big Head Bets, starring he of the gigantic dome, James Kelly. We do it every Friday. I say the same thing every Friday. If you want to get down, if you want to get paid, we do this for entertainment purposes only. Do not wager what you cannot afford to lose. No, I do say that every single Friday. Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore. We're doing this for one reason, and one reason only. And it's not for entertainment purposes. It's to get your ass paid. Understand this. We're not guaranteeing you're going to get paid. Go into this with your eyes wide ass open. Like crazy eyes. Adam Gase, wide ass open. No one is making you do anything. We're just providing you some intel and some educated opinions and a few of the games. Why am I changing up now? Why am I saying that it's no longer for entertainment purposes only? Because had we been playing with real money and not an imaginary role, we would have been getting paid. The gigantic head is hitting on better than 60% of his picks against the spread in the NFL. Not many of the pros who are charging money for their picks can say that. So yes, it's going to put more pressure on the head. But you know what they say? No pressure, no diamonds. No pressure, no diamonds. Let's get at it. Pressure is a privilege. Big head, are you ready to do this?
Hell freaking yes, Jim. I'm ready.
My man, let's do it. All right, so Browns v. Titans. I love it. America's team against a really good jungle team. Both 8-3, both looking to run the hell out of the ball. Let me ask you this, James. If you had your choice, who would you rather have? Derrick Henry or the two-headed monster that is Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt? And how are you playing this one? Titans minus 5.5.
So on my roster, I'd rather have the two-headed monster of Chubb and Hunt. But on Sunday, Jim, I'm going to take Henry and minus 5.5 on the Titans. The Browns have been horrible road covers the past two seasons against the spread. They're 1-4 this season. In their last 11 games away from Cleveland, they're 1-10. And Derrick Henry is absolutely balling. He's averaging 155 yards a game. They will run their play action. They will not turn the ball over. They have 5 turnovers all season long, the fewest in the NFL. The Browns secondary, it's banged up, Jim, and they probably won't have Denzel Ward. Yes, the Browns are 8-3, but they're averaging less than 16 points a game their last 4 games. Baker Mayfield's got to be good. He hasn't been lately. He's been average, but I'm going with King Henry and the Titans minus 5.5.
All right, so that's really interesting. So Titans minus 5.5, and again, we're not doing this for entertainment purposes only. We are doing this to get you paid. Raiders v. Jets right now. I mean, shoot, remember, like, Big Head, we all want to admit we were wrong about the Raiders. We were wrong about Chunk Gruden. We were wrong about Derek Carr. We were wrong about these guys. Then they go out, well, other than that part about them butchering COVID-19 protocols, we were right about that. Then they go out and they lose 2 in a row right when you want to give them credit. Thanks for nothing. However, they have the ultimate get-right game Sunday against some of the biggest losers ever, the Jets, who are flirting with running it backwards. Right now, we know the Raiders are going to win this game, right? But do they cover at minus 8?
Yes, they do, Jim. I like the Raiders. I think they do cover at minus 8. And I think Derek Carr, he was ass last week, no doubt about it. But I think he'll be much better this week. He fumbled 3 freaking times last week, all right? But he has an advantage here, and that's against that Jets secondary. They're even worse than he was last week. They're allowing a highest percentage of passes to be completed in the NFL at over 71%, Jim. And on the other side of the ball, you covered it earlier, they're terrible. They're averaging 13.8 points per game on offense, and that's the worst since a 2012 Romeo Crennel-led Kansas City Chiefs offense. And it's honestly, it's Sam Darnold, like you said earlier. He hasn't thrown a touchdown, Jim, since September. Joe Flacco has actually padded those stats, so they're not as bad as they really are. I like the Raiders. I do think they have more character than normal. Raiders minus 8.5.
Did you just say that Derek Carr was ass?
Yes, he was. 4 turnovers, 3
saying,
fumbles.
Saying
complete.
Something sucks is not a take, nor is calling somebody ass, Big Head.
Yeah.
All right, then. Then you have, this is Big Head Bets. We do it every single Friday. Then you've got this critical NFC West matchup between the Rams and Cards. You know I love the Cards. They're one of my favorite jungle teams ever, but they've been backing up of late. Until I see him on the field, Big Head, I've got to wonder about Kyler Murray and how much his shoulder is bothering him. Meantime, you've got the Rams and their Super Bowl caliber defense, but anything but a Super Bowl caliber quarterback in Jared Goff right now. You can have the cards and three if you want them. The question is, do you?
I don't, Jim. I want the Rams, and I want to give three. So I'm going to take the Rams. Look, both are coming off disappointing games, and I think you're right about that shoulder. I think it's bugging Kyler. That was his worst game of the season against Hood last week, and now he gets possibly the hardest team to play against and to throw against in the Rams this week. Look, put Jalen Ramsey out there and DeAndre and let Aaron Donald do his thing. And I think the Rams have the clear advantage in the running game. And also, the Cards, they're sloppy now. I mean, they are the most penalized team in the NFL, and the Rams are the second least penalized team. If Goff doesn't wet the bed like he has the last four games out, I like the Rams minus three.
Getting comfortable, man. Calling quarterbacks ass, saying they wet the bed. Is there anything else that you like on the way out the door that you see that we should think about this weekend?
Jim, I found something. I'm on cricket competition, the Ford Trophy in New Zealand. Tomorrow, I'm hitting the Canterbury Kings again at minus 140 over the Northern Knights. I'm all over this stuff. I'm a big, big cricket guy right now, and the Kings of Canterbury have won five of their past six. I heard that, Alvin. Five of their past six, Jim, including a 266 to 234 win over those Northern Knights last month.
All right, so respectfully, I want to say this to you. A New Zealand Cricket League hit. I like it because I've had that on my brain as well. Just not Canterbury. Come on, man. Listen, I usually get respect where you're coming from, head, but are you kidding me about Canterbury?
Son, your ego, man, is writing checks your body can't cash.
Get the hell out of here with that crap. Canterbury has not won the Ford Trophy since 2017. You know that, don't you?
I do know that, but that's a lot of disrespect for my man Kim McClure and Leo Carter, Jim.
Let me tell you something, dude. You ask me, until somebody takes them down, Auckland, the defending champs, are the ones to beat. And don't you be confused by their slow start this season either. They've got way too much talent not to get right. And you, head, have way too much knowledge to be coming up in here and running your mouth about things you don't know. Cricket. You feel me?
I feel you. Kings minus 140.
Auckland minus 140 over the Volts all damn day. You're welcome, man. Stick to what you know, head, and dominate. Everything but cricket. Have a great weekend, James. Good job.
Thanks, Jim.
I agree to disagree. You come in here and talk that nonsense about cricket with me. James Kelly. He's got Titans minus 5.5. He's got the Raiders minus the points and Rams minus 3. Get down. It's no longer for entertainment purposes only. We think we can help you.